Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Bettering Myself podcast. I'm your host, Malia. Your girl just got off work, and I was like, you know what? Let me record this episode. So in today's episode, I did want to talk about Christmas as far as my Christmas list and my current Christmas traditions, because I kind of find those things very interesting, and I'm very open as far as like incorporating, you know, because I'm obviously in my only early 20s. I'm 25, so I'm still trying to figure out, you know, what kind of things I want to implement in my family as far as like traditions that, you know, I'm creating with my boyfriend. But before I get started with that, I did want to share a few purchases that I've made this past month, because obviously, as you know, I am trying to curate my space and make it a little bit more chic and pretty. So first things first is that I bought this brass bow hook. I thought it was very cute. And the reason why I bought it is because the fact that I tend to wear my robe a lot throughout the night. So anytime I get up. So I figured that I need to buy a hook that's right next to my nightstand, so that way it's not just sitting on the floor, because that's usually where I put it. And I like everything to have a place and be nice and cohesive. So that's why I bought the bow, and it's so pretty. I'll link it in the show notes. And then my recent purchase as well is the Sleepy Magnesium by the brand called Moon Juice. Lately, my sleep has been terrible. Like, I would get 8 hours of sleep, but the quality of my sleep wouldn't really be great. So I bought the Sleepy Magnesium, and I took it twice so far this week. And guys, when I wake up, I feel so well rested, and I don't, you know, feel groggy or anything like that. But it's not something that I plan on taking every day, because it does has melatonin. It's phytomelatonin, like it's derived from a plant, I believe, but still, even though it's derived from a plant, I don't want to take it every day. I don't want my, you know, be dependent on it. So it's something that I only plan on taking only in the event that I feel like I've been getting crappy sleep. And then I bought this cute monogram sleep mask that has my initials MW, because my last name is Williams, obviously. And it's so pretty. It was pretty, it wasn't expensive either. I'm trying to remember how much I paid for it. I don't know if it was $20 or less than $20, but it's a silk eye mask. And I bought one from Etsy before, a different one. And it was like polyester. And I don't know, it started to bug me, the fact that it was like polyester is on my eyes. And I don't know, it just like, I need something silk. And I like silk because it keeps me cool and it's more comfortable. It don't feel rough. So I got that. And then another thing as well is I've been trying to curate my perfume collection. I need to expand it, because I swear I only wear the same things, which is Burberry Her. Now my Dime Beauty, I Love Your Smell Baby. That's like my signature one at this point. And then I have my Bath & Body one that I just use when I just get out the shower. I'm not going anywhere. And I honestly forgot the name of that one. I think it's something Song. I forget. But anyways, I wanted to expand my perfume collection. And again, my favorite type of scent is smelling fruity, more fruity than floral. I just like to smell very sweet. So my rule of thumb is anytime I want to purchase a perfume, obviously you get the travel size, so that way you're not burning all your money. So the two that I got was the Miu Miu Strawberry and Vanilla. I was actually disappointed with this one, because I think I saw it had like good reviews on Sephora, but it doesn't even smell like strawberries or vanilla. It doesn't even smell sweet. Like, I can't even explain the scent to you but it doesn't smell sweet. And I was very disappointed, because I think this costs like $27 or something like that. So that's out. And then I bought one from fragrance.net. If you don't know, you should know this site, because they have a lot of well-known perfume brands on there at a discounted price. So that's where I tend to get most of my perfume from. But this one, I got the Jo Malone Nectarine Blossom and Honey. Now, I was also disappointed because I assumed since it had nectarine and honey, it was going to smell sweet, but unfortunately it did not. And I don't know, the scent just wasn't giving. So I think this cost, I think with the discount and everything, I paid like $17, but with shipping, I think I probably paid like 20 something. But yeah, anyways, that didn't work out the way I wanted to. But I was on Amazon because there was also some perfumes that I had on there that I wanted to try. So my next purchase is actually going to be the Billie Eilish, because I always heard like good things about that one. The Khloe Kardashian one, they say like that smells really good. And then also the Ariana Grande one called Sweet Like Candy. So we're going to test that, see how that goes. I also did... well, I plan on buying the Victoria's Secret Pure Seduction body mist, because I remember wearing that when I was like younger in high school, and that scent used to be so fire to me. It was sweet. I'm assuming it's probably still the same. I don't know if I'm gonna like it like years later, but the Victoria's Secret one is definitely gonna be my out the shower, but I'm staying at home all day, because that's how I separate my perfume. Like, I have my shower perfume, but I'm staying at home, and then my perfume when I go out or like going to work. But that's essentially, you know, the goal for next paycheck is to buy those perfumes. And I also bought like this antique, which is not like a real antique, but it's like this gold frame that's antique looking. It's so cute. I'm mad that you only had to, you know, it came in a pair, so I couldn't just buy one. But it's so pretty. I bought that for, like, my diploma, my college degree. So, you know, that was another purchase that I made. It was, like, inexpensive as well. And Amazon is having, like, their Black Friday deals, and it's been looking very tempting. Like, I've been looking at the Hatch Clock. It's on, I think the original price is like $170, and right now it's at $139. And I've been like eyeing it, 'cause I'm like, I really want this, because I'm really tired of using my iPhone alarm clock. And honestly, I don't even use it. I just try to wake up early naturally, just because I hate using my alarm. But as far as like transitioning now, change topic. As far as tradition goes, I'm trying to still curate that and figure out what else I want to add. I mean, because the current thing that I do for Christmas, like, first of all, I put on my decorations up early. I think everybody knows that now. And then also, you know, I, closer to Christmas, right, like grocery shopping, you do the eggnog, we do a Christmas breakfast. And the way the routine usually goes is, okay, Christmas comes around, we eat breakfast first while watching a Christmas movie. And then after the Christmas movie, that's when we like open our presents and whatever we have in our stockings. You know, when I was younger, my mom would let us open one gift, just one gift on Christmas Eve. But my boyfriend didn't want to do that. He was like, let's just wait till Christmas Day. And I was like, okay. And then another thing that I currently do for like a tradition is that I try to plan one Christmas activity. So like last year we did the Polar Express thing in Grapevine. That was okay. It's not what I expected, but you know, it was still fun. And anytime we have like an outing somewhere, it's part of our routine to like go get Dutch Bros because of their holiday drinks. And actually this year they came out with like a Jingle Nog, and I just had the eggnog by itself. So you can't order the eggnog by itself. You actually have to do like order one of the Jingle Nog drinks and then just tell them no chai, no toppings, no nothing, just eggnog. And that eggnog is really good. It's really sweet. I don't know, I kind of been drinking it a lot lately. One thing I noticed, I can't drink on an empty stomach because then I start to get cramps. But if you have a Dutch Bros near you, please definitely try out that drink. I mean, I'd rather go to Dutch Bros now instead of going to Starbucks. Starbucks quality just doesn't hit the same. I don't know. I like been over Starbucks for like years now. It's overpriced. Food like not even all that good. Drinks, you know, they don't even make it consistently good all the time. So that's why I kind of just either drink Dutch Bros or La La Land at this point. This year, I think as far as Christmas tradition, the new thing I'm going to incorporate is doing a holiday simmer pot. And, you know, just have the house smelling very Christmassy. I mean, I do also buy a lot of Christmas candles from Bath & Body. My current favorite one is Bright Christmas Morning. At first, I was like, eh, you know, because I thought it wasn't going to, like, burn and actually smell the house. But it does. And it smells very nice. And I think it was on sale for, like, $10 on their website, which I need to get another one because I already ran through the first one. And I also do like the other candle from Crate & Barrel. I think it's, like, basil, nettle, kind of forget the third one, but it's like a white candle. I do the three wick. It is expensive. I think it's like $60, which I would not normally pay that for a candle, but it's Crate & Barrel and it was like for Christmas and it smells really good, so you just kind of have to get it. Another thing as well is we're a sugar cookie household, so I bought these cute Christmas tins from Amazon because I wanted to have like a place to put the cookies in and also like some popcorn. So that's another recommendation if you haven't already. I'll link that as well because I think I had like, I think it came with three Christmas tins for, I'm gonna just say probably $15. Honestly don't remember the price, but that's all I could think of so far as like Christmas traditions. I mean, I just decorate early and honestly did buy these Christmas towels from Target, which I'm going to have us start using at, you know, around December. But yeah, that's pretty much like what we have so far as, you know, in relation to traditions. I mean, I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I do want to incorporate, but nothing comes to mind right now. But let's get into my Christmas wish list. So it's a combination of my stocking stuffers as well as what I actually want for Christmas. So as far as my stocking stuffer goes, one of the things I listed was a giraffe stuffed animal. And first of all, giraffes are my favorite animal, for one. Two, I never been like a stuffed animal type person, but the way this stuffed animal looks is really cute. And sometimes I think I notice I need something to hold or like just have next to me. I don't know. It just makes me sleep easier versus, I don't know how to explain it. But yeah, we're going to just leave it at that, the giraffe stuffed animal. And then another thing as well I listed for my stocking is I wanted one of those like folding fans because I tend to do my skincare a lot and my skin tends to be like wet and drenched and I don't know. I just figured like, oh, just having a little fan, you know, it could air dry a little faster. Another thing as well I listed is the e.l.f. Reviver Lip Oil. Just trying to have options when it comes to lip oils, and I do need to start going back to like doing lip combinations with the lip gloss and lip liner. I don't know, I totally fell off, but I do like having a lip oil. And if you haven't already, you should definitely get the Summer Fridays sugar pink sugar lip balm. So fire. This is like my favorite one. I haven't tried any of the other ones, but I do want to try the cocoa. Maybe it's cocoa. Something with cocoa, I think. Because I do like that brown, having like a brown lip. Another thing as well is a bag charm. So it has like an M and like a little cherry on the side. Because currently I do have a bag charm. Like it's two keychains. Or two bag charms, an M and a cherry, and they're so like big. So I was just like, you know what, let me just get this one, request this one because it's smaller and it has like the letter M and the cherry. And then another thing as well I listed was some hair clips because you can never have too many hair clips, of course. And another thing as well is a face mask because you can never go wrong with Korean skincare. And all these things that I have listed they're not like expensive either. I would say like each item is like under $30. Another thing I listed was the Hello Kitty pimple patch because, you know, I hope you guys aren't the type to be picking your skin because you have to stop that. That's how you cause scarring. So anytime I tend to get a pimple because I do break out on my cycle, I just throw on a pimple patch. And then another thing as well I listed was the Giso. Is that how you say it? Giso. Honey infused hair oil. I always wanted to try it. I heard good things. I mean, I tend to get skeptical with brands like that because I always try to find things that work for my hair texture, which is like long curly hair. Anyways, another thing I listed was Deep Sleep Pillow Spray by this brand called This Works. I don't play about my sleep. I don't play about the amount of hours I sleep, the quality of my sleep. I mean, see, I bought the sleepy magnesium thing. Like, I need to feel well rested or else I'm just gonna have like a bad day. And I figure like having a pillow spray would be like something that I just add to my night routine because I'm like in a place trying to have like a routine for every little thing. That way it just, you know, I just feel more, I guess, put together in a way where it's like you get out the shower, you got your PJs on, you moisturize, and you know, it's ready to go back to, you know, it's ready to go to, you're ready to go to sleep. Oh my goodness. And it's time to wind down and you got to set the mood and stuff like that. So another thing I listed, which is vitamins, but it's a brand called Perfect Supplements and it's actually desiccated beef liver capsules. It's good for vitamin A. I'm sure a whole bunch of other benefits, but I'm not the type that could eat like meat organs or anything. Like I can't go to the store and buy meat organs. Mentally, I just can't do it, but I figured this is a good alternative because I do take their multi-organ capsules. I like to take that while I'm on my cycle because obviously you're losing blood and you want to have your iron levels up and stuff like that. And honestly, it gives me like a smoother period as well. So, but yeah, that's another thing that I listed as my stocking stuffer. And then the last thing is I wanted to buy like some mug covers, like, you know, you just put something on top of your mug to let your tea steep because lately I've been using a bowl and that's just not really pretty. And I am making a mission to make everything pretty in my life. That way it's just more enjoyable and it takes, you know, I don't know. I feel like you can never go wrong with having like an aesthetically pleasing item, and you know that makes you want to use it and you just feel like you're living the soft life even if you really aren't. But you know, gotta be a little delulu. Another thing as well, transitioning now to my Christmas list, I listed that I wanted a mug with a cute message. I'm very much a sentimental person. Like I am the type to have like sentimental jewelry or like having letters and stuff like that. I don't know. I just think it speaks more volume knowing that someone took their time to like write something so unique. So yeah, I also listed a yoga mat. So, you know, when I work out in a house, I put the Osea pillow mist, just another option. You know, I heard good things about it, so I kind of just want to take a crack at it and see, you know, if it's really living up to the hype. Another thing as well is the Martha Stewart knife set. And guys, lately I've been watching a lot of Martha Stewart. Like you could watch her on Prime because I have Prime, and you know, you just go to her channel, like the live cable stuff. And yeah, I just like to watch her cook. I love her aesthetic. She has like her copper pots in the background. And Martha is who I want to be when I get older. Okay, that lady has a soft life. She has a garden. She cooks. She knows how to host. Like, that's where I'm trying to be in life. Anyways, another thing I listed was this lash and brow serum from this brand called Tapology. I don't know why, but I noticed like my lashes here and there, they will like fall off. And maybe that's normal. I don't know. But I kind of, you know, it doesn't hurt to like incorporate a product to, you know, have better lash retention and stuff like that. So I really do want that. Another thing I listed was I wanted a matcha set. It's like a cute little whisk bowl and all that stuff. It's pink, my favorite color. So yeah, we'll see if Santa gets me that. And then also the UGG Tasmans. I've been wanting those forever. The ones that are like light brown with the red stitching around it. That's the one that I want, along with the light beige Birkenstock clogs. I just find those so pretty. And I don't know, sometimes like when I leave the house, majority of the time, unless I'm going out somewhere specifically, but if I'm running errands and stuff, honestly, I do just leave the house with some Crocs. Like, I just leave the house with some slip-on shoes because it's way easier. And then, I don't know if you guys heard of this clothing brand, but it's called Kiki the Brand. So it's K-I-K-I the Brand. And she sells very cute things. Her stuff is not cheap. Like, one of the things listed, her shirt is like $75. But her stuff is like really, really pretty and girly, which I love. And then next thing is my Dime Beauty. I need another bottle of my I Love Your Smell Baby. It's so good. But lastly, the last item I have listed here is my candle warmer. You know, I don't know if you guys been seeing like those candle warmer lamps, but I figure it's good to have in a room because another thing I need to start doing is having a candle in every room. So pretty much the living room, bathroom, and living room, bathroom, and bedroom. So I just wanted to have the candle warmer lamp in the bedroom because obviously I feel like I could leave it on even when I leave the house versus, you know, I'm not one of those people that likes a candle and just leave. No, I always fear like I'm going to burn the house down. So I figure having a candle warmer, you know, the candle is still going to do what it do and have the bedroom smelling nice. But yeah, that's pretty much all I have for my Christmas list. You know, hopefully gave you guys some ideas of what you're looking for. But I'll make sure to link everything in the show notes, of course. And I will catch you guys next week. Bye.